Our next question comes from a listener. It's from Chloe in Belfast. So, hello, Chloe. She wants to know, do you think sustainable development is high enough on the agenda in the Northern Ireland Assembly?
I don't think it is. We've just seen the minister confirm, actually, in a question to in a response to a question by Green Party MLA Brian Wilson, that there are no plans to fund the Sustainable Development Commission beyond the end of this financial year. Now, some people might say, well, you know, they've talked a lot about cutting quangos and there's a lot of public appetite for that, but it's worth noting that the Sustainable Development Commission cost in total £190,000 to run, which is, in government terms, is a pretty small sum, and its remit was to produce efficiency savings across government departments in terms of energy efficiency, water efficiency, you know, so its role was to save costs. You know, ultimately, if there was an evaluation done and it was evaluated as costing more than it saved, then rightly so. But we also asked a question to the minister, was such an evaluation done? Did he have any figures for what it saved? No evaluation had been done. So I think this is just really about, it's an ideological thing where I don't think that this assembly or, well, the Northern Ireland Executive likes the checks and balances that something like the Sustainable Development Commission kind of provides, you know, ensuring that sustainable policies are being applied in public services. We've also heard, you know, we've heard, and I welcome what we've heard the finance minister now talk about the Green New Deal, and there is going to be a small amount of investment in the Green New Deal. And, you know, we appreciate that at least there's been a start in that. But when we look at the fact that we've still got massive investment in road building projects, we can't, basically the findings actually of this winter is that the Department of Regional Development can't maintain the roads we have, yet we're building more roads. All kind of history teaches us you build more roads, people move from the B roads they were onto the A roads, and you know, you just have concrete land practically unused. You know, it doesn't solve the solution or the problem of congestion. It's certainly not sustainable. Oil prices are just going up and up. We need to be preparing for kind of life beyond oil, and at least lesser dependence on oil, because at the minute people can barely afford it. In the future they won't be able to afford it at all.
That's fantastic. And we're just going to cut to a short break, and we'll be back to this interview after that.